Summer's just around the corner, so give your body the care it deserves with Osea's best-selling Andaria Algae Body Oil. Created by infusing Andaria seaweed in barrels of botanical oils, it leaves skin silky soft and glowing. Plus, it's clinically proven to improve elasticity and deeply moisturize without feeling greasy. It's safe, clean, vegan skincare. Get 10% off your first order at OseaMalibu.com with code GLOW, plus free shipping on orders over $60.
Women's bodies being turned into battlegrounds-UN agency by agents France Presse. Geneva, women's bodies have become political battlegrounds, putting at risk 30 years of progress on sexual and reproductive health for women and girls, the UN warned Wednesday. Though maternal mortality rates and unwanted pregnancy rates have been steadily falling, progress is now slowing or even flatlining on key measures, said the United Nations Population Fund, UNFPA, the UN's sexual and reproductive health agency. 30 years ago, at a conference in Cairo, 179 countries agreed to put reproductive health at the heart of sustainable development, which paved the way for decades of progress, said UNFPA Chief Natalia Kahnem, who herself attended the conference. Since then, the rate of unintended pregnancies has fallen by almost 20% worldwide, and the number of maternal deaths decreased by 34% between 2000 and 2020, UNFPA said in its flagship annual State of World Population Report, which has been published yearly since 1978. The number of women using contraceptives has doubled, and at least 162 countries have passed laws against domestic violence. However, the rights of women, girls and gender-diverse people are the subject of increasing pushback, Kahnem told a press conference. Annual reductions in maternal deaths have flatlined. Since 2016, the world has made zero progress in saving women from preventable deaths in pregnancy and childbirth, she stressed. Reproduction politicized. UNFPA said racism, sexism and other forms of discrimination were also blocking broad gains in sexual and reproductive health for women and girls. The data are damning. Women and girls who are poor, belong to ethnic, racial and indigenous minority groups, or are trapped in conflict settings, are more likely to die because they lack access to timely health care, the agency said. Kahnem also hit out at the willingness to politicize women's bodies as a battleground, for example on questions linked to fertility treatments and to abortion, which is one of the key issues in the U.S. presidential election campaign this year. UNFPA does not take a position on individual member states' policies, but Kahnem said that where legal, abortion should be safe and accessible, and where illegal, post-abortion services, typically relating to hemorrhage, should be made available. Unsafe abortion is a leading cause of maternal death globally, but often the physician is not going to put unsafe abortion on the death certificate, she said. The lives and well-being of women and girls should not really be subject to political pressures, Kahnem insisted. Kahnem said gender-based violence remains rampant in practically every country, while one woman in four cannot say no to sex. Almost half of all women are still unable to make decisions about their own bodies nor to exercise their rights regarding sexual and reproductive health. Last month, legislators in The Gambia began considering reversing the 2015 ban on female genital mutilation. The report said that although women of all socioeconomic classes and ethnicities report easier access to healthcare over time, the most marginalized women have seen the least improvement. Across the Americas, women of African descent are more likely to die when giving birth than white women. In the United States, the rate is three times higher than the national average, the agency said. Women with disabilities are up to 10 times more likely to experience gender-based violence than their peers without disabilities.